There's a couple of times where Paul asks specifically that the churches would pray for him. And I think that there's a great deal of wisdom in that. Because again, if the Lord doesn't help the pastor, everything comes to nothing. So the Lord has taught us explicitly to pray for the pastor. And we were talking earlier about how there's really no pastor who's good at everything, which means that you're going to have something to complain about your pastor. I mean, every person is going to see something wrong with their pastor. Now, why has the Lord let you see that wrong thing about your pastor? The answer is so that you can pray for them. I mean, that's why he's revealed that to you, and not so you can gossip about it or so you can use it against them. It's so you can pray for them, that the Lord would help you. I have all the, by the way, the widows and the people who, you know, once you get past, I don't know, 85, every conversation you have with your pastor is like this: hey, pastor, what's the Lord's holdup? How come I'm not in heaven? What am I doing here still? I feel like I'm useless. And the answer that I always give is, well, I know that the Lord has you here for two reasons. Number one, so that he can forgive you your sins. And number two, so that you can pray for me, for Pastor Flammy, for your pastors, so that we know that this is a good work that the Lord has set his people to. And probably pastors make it. They stay in the faith and stay in the Lord's word for no other reason than that the Lord is answering the prayers of their people who love them and pray for them every day.